Today, we're continuing our international focus on ocean safety with Taishi of Tono, a senior leader with the Okinawan Ocean Patrol in Okinawa, Japan. Okinawa and Hawaii share similar ocean challenges: reef breaks, strong currents, and large numbers of visitors unfamiliar with local condition. Taishi's work centers on prevention, public education, real-world rescue experience, including his current collaboration with Hawaii's lifeguards and Kalani Vieira. So, kanbanima, Taishi.
Konbanwa. Good night.
I tried my best with that.
Thank you.
So, welcome to the program, and I'd like you to share with our listeners everything you can tell us about the Okinawa Ocean Patrol and why you're in Hawaii.
Right. First of all, let me introduce myself. My name is Taishi Otono from Okinawa Life Saving Association. I'm also running a Japan Water Patrol. It's for not only Okinawa. Japan Water Patrol is for Japan. I'm doing a life saving and ocean safety thing as 25 years. Every year I came to Hawaii to learn water patrol and lifeguarding skills, knowledge, technique, system, everything. And then used to be, Japan has no professional lifeguard, just a part-time job or a volunteer. But 2 years ago, I can hire first lifeguard of Japan. Now I'm hiring, I employing 13 lifeguard in Okinawa. They are the first lifeguard of Japan. Yeah,
Wow.
now we're at the beginning. And in Japan has no lifeguard, so we need a model. What is the lifeguard? What we need
Right.
now and the future. So I want to take my members, take my lifeguards to here and talk with lifeguards and watch the lifeguard system and learn the skills, everything from Hawaii. And then we want to growing up to be a real professional lifeguard. This exchange program is just the beginning. We want to make a connection with Okinawa and Hawaii, growing up together. I hope.
Yes.
I want to make a lifeguard like a can stand shoulder by shoulder, not just only follow. Yeah, something like that
That's a great goal. I like that.
Thank you.
So this collaboration, which I think Kalani is just a great person here we have in Hawaii. We're very fortunate to have him. And he had the foresight to see this collaboration last year. And you're here again this year. And this year, from my understanding, you've been on Oahu for a week. And now you're here on Kauai for a week. And that is also going to take in another piece of rip current demonstrations because Bruce Hopkins is also collaborating, coming from Australia. So this makes it very interesting. And the thing that you can correct me, Taishi, but I'm seeing that Okinawa and Hawaii are very similar. We have reef-based coastlines, we have visitor-related risk, we have year-round ocean use, we have importance of mobile rescue, that a lot of our rescues occur on unguarded beaches all the time. And we have a cultural connection to the ocean, which is something that you also have. And so I find that really interesting because why does this matter? Because Okinawa and Hawaii face nearly identical environmental and behavioral risks. And collaboration strengthens drowning prevention efforts, which is something that we're all looking to tame. You want your guards to be at the same level as Hawaii's guards, and that means that we're going to bring drowning rates down. And that's our goal also here. And so lessons learned in one region can directly inform safety practices in another, particularly around snorkeling safety, reef awareness, and rapid response. So I think this is just a wonderful thing that's going on. And I think we can all learn from that. And what I've seen in the videos, your guards look extremely happy, and everybody's learned from each other, right? We can all learn. So that's a very good experience.
Yeah, this program, they had a very great experience last year in the OAF group too. And then, yeah, this year, from the next day, Monday, we'll start again.
Yes, you do.
They will be, I'm sure, they will be get the great experience.
Right.
You know, in Japan, in Okinawa has three types of the beach. One is a private beach in front of the hotel. The
Right.
hotel is a company, right?
Right.
The hotel asked to the other company to send a lifeguard service just only the summer season as a part-time job. Cheap.
Yeah.
It's a part-time job. And then second type of the beach is a public beach. But public means a little bit different from Hawaii. Okinawa's public beach is a man-made beach. It's like a park. And then city asked to the other company, you can run in and get the money.
Okay.
So they will do like a marine leisure, SUP guide or snorkel, diving,
Sure.
ski. And then they ask to the other company to send a lifeguard service only summertime. This is part-time too. The third type of the beach is nature coast. Hawaii has very many nature coasts, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Okinawa has island. Okinawa is island too. So
Right.
Okinawa has many nature coasts.
Right.
And then 80% of the ocean accident happened in nature coast. So, Okinawa Prefecture means government. Government know that the fact. So they have to prevent the ocean accident in nature coast. So they made a project. And then they asked to my association to prevent ocean accident in nature coast. So now we are doing like a mobile unit, mobile patrol here in Hawaii. Like
Right.
using a truck and go to the one beach
Yep.
and then talk everybody. The wave is getting higher or current will after later or something. And then go to the next beach by car and then talk with beach users. Like just using a car, not stand on the tower.
This is really interesting because maybe we should be doing that because we
Yes.
have all these beaches that are unguarded and no one's talking to visitors or locals about the conditions. So you're telling me you go from one beach to the other by car
Yes. By jet ski too.
and jet ski, okay?
The one important problem is the private beach and the public beach has a area for swim only. Cannot snorkel because man-made beach has there are no coral, no fish, no surf. So the guy from the holding countries or holding run, they want to do a snorkel, right? Because Okinawa has beautiful ocean. The same as Hawaii. But the public beach and the private beach cannot snorkel. But they're setting snorkel. So where should they go? Nature coast. And then the accident happened. You know. So we cannot tell them, please go to the public beach. We cannot tell them because public beach cannot do snorkel. Right? It's very stressful, but so yeah. Now our first is a mobile. Hawaii first is tower, right? And then mobile. Our first step is mobile. And the next step, I want to put the lifeguard tower at the nature coast. Many visitors come place. The beautiful ocean, some waves, and just nature, not man-made. This is our plan.
Well, it's a good plan. You have 13 guards. Is that what you're saying now? 13?
13.
So I think that's a good plan to do what you're saying. And maybe we can learn from what you're doing also in terms of the water craft rescue skills that we have here. Kalani has ex just amazing skills that way. And you're learning a lot from that because that's what you need to do. But that's really interesting because you're preventing things by going and talking to the visitors or residents before they even get in the ocean.
Yes. But still only 13 in all Okinawa. Okinawa has big mainland and the other small island, not small, like a Kauai or
Well, how big is Okinawa? How many? What's the population? Do you
Hold on.
know? I sort of know the population of Kauai, but the population of Kauai is about 70,000, and
The population is 1.46 million.
Like on Oahu, possibly. And you only have 13 guards.
Yes.
And the rest are volunteers. Or you have no
Our
volunteers.
the project that is our we are doing is only 13, not enough. So
No.
yeah, prefecture knows not enough. So this year we will employ more 3 or 4 lifeguard professional, and the next year Okinawa prefecture will have a new tax, so for a visitor tax. So now we're talking about they can use that tax for the ocean safety. And then
That's
maybe
great.
we can hire maybe 30 or 40, 50. Now the person in charge of this project of Okinawa Prefecture government site, we are talking about that the first our goal is 100 lifeguard. We want to make that budget.
That's
And
great.
yeah.
We started the show because Hawaii had a water safety plan, and in it identified Hawaii as having the second highest drowning rate in the United States. And so it is a big deal for us here in Hawaii. We want to change that, and we want to be a water safety leader in the country. And I suspect Okinawa has a high drowning rate. Is that correct?
Yes, number one.
Number one. Okay,
Wow.
well, you're ahead of us, but that doesn't speak well. And we all know that drowning is a global issue and drowning is preventable. And so I think this collaboration is good for everybody because here on Kauai, we see that you're coming and we go, oh, wow, somebody outside of Hawaii is coming here. Drowning's important to them. They're trying to make their place safe. We can learn from each other. So I think it just only amplifies our message for both places, right?
Yeah.
Okinawa knows you come to Hawaii to learn skills. People here know, wow, Okinawa's coming here to learn things. We're learning from them, and we try to get the message, changing our messaging to our visitors and our residents about how to be respectful in the ocean and how to stay safe.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, this is great. Yeah, great opportunity for, I think, each other, especially us, maybe. Yeah.
No, I think it's for both of us. Really,
Yes.
I do. Because we're out here in the Pacific Ocean, and I think, as Kalani said, we need to collaborate with people. We need to understand what we're doing right, what our weaknesses are, and you can only do that by collaborating with others, because you have your strengths that we're learning from, and you're learning from Hawaii's strengths. So I think it's just a winner all around. And for the new guards, it's an exciting opportunity to learn from people who have a lot of elite training in the Hawaiian Islands, and gives them a lot of just excitement for what they do and encouragement.
Yeah.
You know, they can go back to Okinawa and they can save more lives. And your goal of getting 100 lifeguards sounds tremendous. Is that something in the next year, or when is that? Is that goal for 100 lifeguards? When do you think you can attain that?
Not sure, but 6 years, maybe 6, 7 years, maybe.
Okay.
Because yeah, but I want to make that more as soon as possible, earlier. Now, so because of why I do the other things, like of course politics side and education side too. It means now I'm working for the university too.
You are.
I'm a professor out of the education
I had
now.
no idea. I didn't
Yeah,
mention that.
yeah.
Professor of
But
Education at what university?
Mayo University in Okinawa.
That's great.
Last April, I joined. Before that, I teach the other part-time professor. I teach the other university. The last year, last April, I'm into the Mayo University for out of the education. But I will quit that job till March, only 1 year, because ocean safety thing will be super busy.
Yeah.
But the reason of I did a professor job is I want to make a major of ocean safety in university as an academic. I want to make a course, ocean safety course, build that course in university. And then I want to be a professor, first professor of that. But my dream is make a lifeguard system in Okinawa, so I will quit. But I already write a document to the university, and then this year, not decided, but this year, I hope I already talked with Kalani. I want to make a partnership with Okinawa Life Saving Association, Hawaii Lifeguard Association, and then two university in Okinawa. And then do something together. And in the future, these two university has their own connection with Hawaii University as
Right.
a from academic side. Of
Right.
course, HLA knows Hawaii University, right? In
Right.
the future, now we're only four. Okinawa and Okinawa 2 University and HLA. Maybe the Hawaii University join.
Absolutely.
The next future, maybe the LAX Lifeguard and LAX University, Australia Lifeguard, Australia University. We can make that system to the world. It will be, looks fun, just fun. That student.
I'm all for it. I've taught in university, so I get what you're saying. And my husband teaches at a university on the East Coast, so I'm totally on board with anything you're saying about water safety education.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
But where are you with elementary? I don't know if you call that in Okinawa, elementary education, because that's what we're trying to do. A pilot program of water safety education, which we used to have back in our schools. So kids are learning water safety. It's
Yeah.
part of their curriculum. Do you have that in Okinawa?
Not yeah, we have better, not big, they're small, so we're doing, but we wanna more lash, we need more lash because to the future, you know. So we will make the partnership, and then university has big commercial power, right? Yeah, so we want to do that if it is,
Now,
but
so just tell me a little bit more about this university water safety piece, and then we can just talk a little bit about Wednesday. But go ahead. Tell me a little bit more about it because
yeah,
I'm curious.
the for the education. Now, we Okinawa Life Saving Association is not officer, right? In the future, after make a partnership from this year, you know, Hawaii has a junior guard program, right? We want to do, of course, we do already, but small. You wanna do more environment,
Expand.
expand. And you know, because Okinawa has big level, cheap side, rich side. And then cheap side, who kids like the kids has no parents or something, who belongs to the one some building or some group, right? In Okinawa, in Japan, after graduate the high school, they have to go out the group. But they have no money, and so the girl will go to the like a night shop or something. The boy will do have gray job. Not illegal, maybe illegal, I don't know that job. But when we want to do junior guard totally free to the our Okinawan prefecture's kids, citizens. So from the kids, we can give them experience, knowledge, skills, and certificate. When the man get to job, they need a certificate. It will be a good big power for them, you know. We can give them a certificate too. And then after graduate high school, you know, Okinawa has many, many visitor comes, so many company for visitor, hotel, marine leisure or something, and they have their dormitory, right? Place to stay. So after graduate high school, they when they took our junior guard program, they already has a all thing, experience, knowledge, skills, and certificate for get that job. And then they can get the job, and then they can stay a dormitory of the company. Maybe they can go to the university at nighttime. When at that time, we have a course, major course of ocean safety. They can get a job, of course, but they can go more higher level. They can change their life. Maybe, I hope.
I think that's really a good goal. So it would be a major in water safety.
Yes. Now I'm a outdoor education professor, but in the future, I'm a lifeguarding professor.
That's a that I think that's really a novel idea, Tashi. I really like it. And
It
I think
looks fun. Just I think looks fun, so I want to do that. I'm not sure I can do or not do, but I want to do that. So I
well, I
will
think you
do something from that.
I think you should do it. And I think Okinawa should be the place that starts it. And we should help you do that.
Thank you so much.
I'm all for that. I'm sure Kalani's all for that. So I'm going to see you in Hanalei on Wednesday.
Yep.
And we have Bruce Hopkins coming from Australia to give us a rip current clinic, which your guards are going to be part of.
Yes.
And then they can let us all know what that experience was being in the current. And maybe I want to backtrack here. Do you have a lot of rescues? Do you have a lot of rip currents in Okinawa?
Yes, in Okinawa, yes.
Okay.
Okinawa has totally leaf like Hawaii.
Right.
Not sand, just a
Right.
leaf.
So we're very
So
similar.
we call leaf current.
Reef current.
Leaf.
Interesting.
Current made by the leaf, it means.
Do you have any messaging for visitors?
Yeah, this is the same thing of Kalani and HLA said. Know the condition and
Yeah.
know yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first thing, first of all, we need to know the place and know myself.
Right.
What thing we can or not.
Right. And so you don't have lifeguarded beaches, so where are these messages going to people?
Yeah, please check the. It's. Yeah, you have to ask the condition. You have
Okay.
to
You have to
think.
ask people. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to ask people. And now all of them has supercomputer in their hand.
That's right.
You can check.
Do you have
You
an
can
app?
check. Yeah, you can check one more site
Okay.
for the weather condition, ocean condition.
Oh, okay.
It's equal know the condition.
Right. We have the same thing, but nobody pays attention.
Yes.
So we're hoping that we just change the messaging up or amplify the message or make people more mindful or learn something about the ocean with this clinic. And so your added participation amplifies it. So it's not just Bruce with a bunch of people from here on Kauai. It's all of you from Okinawa, which makes it even more interesting for people, I hope. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, me too. Yeah, me too. It'll
Have
be
you,
a great.
yeah, have you been to Hanalei before,
Yeah,
Taishi?
of course.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But never, I've never seen you on Hanalei Bay. I mean, actually, you've always been in the ocean,
Yeah.
right? Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it, and most of the people that I know here are looking forward to seeing you and had no idea about who the Okinawan lifeguards were, even though there's been a lot of media coverage. How many guards do you have on this trip?
Now, on the Wednesday, six lifeguard
Six lifeguards?
and me and two more directors from Okinawa Life Saving Association.
Okay. So nine.
Nine, yeah, nine,
That's a
ten.
lot.
10, total 10
Man.
and Wednesday.
That's fantastic. So I hope we have better weather than we've had. How was the weather on Oahu? Was
First
it?
2 days a storm. That was first time for me. Yeah, super cold and yeah. Before the program, we wanna surf. I wanna surf at the Sunset Beach or North Shore. It's
Yeah.
super windy. Just drinking beer a lot.
Oh, good for you. That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
So I don't want to keep you, but I appreciate you coming on because this is KKCR and we stream worldwide. So we have a podcast now. So I will get this up and let you know when it's up. And you can access it, and people can access it from Okinawa or anywhere. So, is there anything else you'd like to say, Tashi? I think your English is amazing. I only knew that one word in Japanese, so I'm very impressed. What would you like to say to the Kauai residents, people trying to be safe in the ocean, if you got any words of wisdom?
For the nations of Kauai,
Yes. for the nation of Hawaii.
Please,
Yes.
please, yeah, please enjoy the ocean
Yeah.
fully, totally enjoy and smiling. Smile, the safe will make the smile.
Thank you.
Safety will make the big smile. So, yeah.
Yes. That's a very good line. Maybe that's what we should use for messaging. So thank you.
Thank you.
Tashi Otono's work with the Okinawa Ocean Patrol and his collaboration with Kalani Vieira and the Hawaii lifeguards highlight how international partnerships improve ocean safety by combining prevention, demonstration-based education, and professional rescue operations. This collaboration connects what lifeguards do in the water with what the public needs to know to stay alive. And I'm excited about your college, higher education, ocean safety curriculum. It sounds like a really good idea. We need it. We need to drop the numbers on drowning around the world. And I think if we have ocean safety experts and it's a college degree, that makes a lot of sense. So thank you so much, Taishi. I know you have an early morning tomorrow. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much. I
So
appreciate it.
Taishi, yeah, I will cut it off there, but I need a photo. You need to send me a photo so I
Sure.
can put that up. But I look forward to seeing you Wednesday.
Me too. Yes.
Thank you for taking the time. I know.
Thank you.
Okay, stay safe. I'll see you Wednesday.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, good
See
night.
you. Good night.
Good night.